Drone Boy Speaks, episode 656, Cheap Tablets as Phones.
Freedom Pop is a mobile virtual network operator here in the United States, and they use the Sprint network, and they have an interesting proposition. They provide, you know, mostly free or low cost service, and they use handsets that are, well, they tend to be, you know, not the most recent, and but they tend to be fairly cheap, and they use secondhand or recycled handsets too to kind of lower the cost, and they run as much of their service as possible over IP in order to reduce cost. And but there hasn't been there's not a lot of cheap phones under $100 that they can put their stuff on. And so what they've started doing, and we'll start contracting with low-cost handset manufacturers, actually tablet manufacturers, and you can get a Wi-Fi tablet for $99 that has the Freedom Pop stuff on it, and so you can make and receive phone calls over Wi-Fi, and so supposedly this is almost a zero cost to Freedom Pop, and I guess where they make their money is on a few upsell things. And they're also going to try and put out an LTE based tablet for, I think they said, $89, or small kind of thing, right? And so rather than make phones, they're going to make tablets, which now we can actually get for it's amazing how cheap you can get them for, let's just say under $100 or whatever. But and those are not going to be high end devices, obviously. Maybe there'll be handset makers that will make low end handsets in the U.S. but work on Sprint's network, which is what they're using, and so they're going to make a version of one of the tablets that's going to work on Sprint's LTE network, and again it's going to be in that under $100 price range. It's interesting, people want traditional SMS and voice connectivity, but of course they don't want to pay for it, and I've been looking at the voice over IP market for more than 10 years, and this has just been this race to the bottom, right? And Freedom Pop is doing, making some they don't have a ton of customers, but they are trying to gain customers. And again, they're making money on some of the upsell stuff, and they're giving stuff away almost for next to nothing. It is literally a race to the bottom, but, they're trying to do it over IP. And so the LTE Sprint handsets or the Sprint tablets will be, IP only. So, I don't know. It's an interesting play. And, I think you can even download there's a Freedom Pop app, I think, even for for the iPhone or Android, that even if you're not on their network, even if you're not using their MVNO on Sprint, you can apparently get their stuff, or at least I think there is. But anyway, it's an interesting model and, something to track, if you're looking for, a cheaper free solution, and you have, okay Sprint coverage, maybe it's something to look at.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.